Gospel of John, the first chapter. We're going to look at verse 1. We're on third word. Okay, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God. We examined in our first class the word "in." Again, and we saw the significance of the word "in." Didn't say "at" or "on," once, on, anything else. And you know, all of words can be used in different settings, but God chose the word "in." And then we progressed in the next class to the word "the." In "the," we discovered the word "the" has great significance to the original seed or the original. So that everything else in truth is "a." Jesus is the true vine. He is the vine. Okay? And every other vine that was made is actually made after the pattern of Him. To truly understand the fullness of what a vine is all about, you have to understand the original. Jesus is the bread. Jesus is all these things. He is the. Okay, and then we studied last class the word "beginning." And we looked at man's beginning, out what we consider a beginning, and God's beginning. And so there is the word "be," of course, became more significant when we tied into the word "beginning." Be beginning, not a beginning, but be beginning. So we had to link the word "in" with the word "be." We had to link the word "be" with the word "beginning." Now we're going to have to link the word's beginning with the Word. We've already studied the significance of the Word. So this is not a word. This is not just one of many words. This is the Word. And in the process, we'll be talking about this word right here. In the beginning was the Word. Okay? So I want to talk about first, and to be honest with you, the notes that I have, I've got them all scattered all over the room. I didn't have time to organize this as best as I wanted to, so I probably couldn't include the notes here. The Word is the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. So the Word is the beginning. The Word is the beginning. So right now we're not fully getting the significance of what the Word is. But we know that from the Scriptures, whatever that is to God, the Word is the beginning. The Word is the beginning. Okay? In the beginning was the Word. And if you really want to examine it closely, you really want to understand, the Word is the beginning, but in reality, the Word was before the beginning. The Word was before, because the Word was there in the beginning. So that means that the Word, as God understands, preempts not just the beginning of creation, which doesn't start with verse 3. Creation, that beginning, is not found until verse 3. We're not even talking about creation. We're talking about the beginning. And the Word was there in the beginning. If you want to understand the significance of the beginning now, as I'm putting it, you have to take the course called the Son of God. Because there is the beginning as God understands it. It wasn't the beginning of God, was it? Was the beginning of God? Because God had no beginning. Do you all understand that? Well, it's no big deal. You know, I never know for sure that you had it. If you're here, you're real, and I know you, so, you know, I don't have to go, these mind games that most people get into. First of all, God is not a mental factor to me. It's a spiritual factor. It affects my spirit, so I don't care if my mind doesn't comprehend God. My spirit knows that He's real. And I've had people say, well, you can't convince me. I said, you're right, I can't convince you, nor will I try. I can only tell you that He is real just because your mind cannot grasp that. You know, God makes your mind, by the way. And your mind is part of your soul, and it does not have the capacity. It does not have the capacity. Your mind doesn't have the capacity to grasp God. But God makes you a spiritual being until you're born again. Meaning your spirit is regenerated. Until that takes place, there's not enough words in the world to convince you. There's not enough arguments. There is only the reality. The word. The reality. Now, because our minds, you know, I'm jumping ahead just a little bit, but because our minds cannot comprehend the fullness of Him. And our spirit has to be brought into that fullness of the reality. It is significant that the Word or the Bible be, first of all, introduced to our minds. We'll get into that more fully. But the Bible is not truly the Word. The Bible is the Scripture. You should never forget that. The Word was with God, but the Word was God. So the Word is there in the beginning. For you and I to comprehend the beginning, you must be there, or you must be there in the Word. In the Word. Now, it's interesting that before creation, verse 3, there is a beginning. But it doesn't really give you a lot of explanation except with the word be. So the only explanation it gives you is Word and God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. There is no explanation of the beginning except with the article be. There is no explanation. You cannot comprehend unless you bring into the understanding of beginning is God knows it. The Word. So, for right now, we'll say this as the Word, because this is where we receive the Word of God. And this is the place where you begin. I know a lot of people who got saved, they received the Lord, they got saved, but they continue to live their life based on their beginning. Based on their beginning, either when they were born in some hospital somewhere, or when they got saved. That was their beginning with the Lord. And so they lived for God based on their beginning, not based on God's beginning. Okay? You know why? Because they haven't been founded in the Word. The Word is first, or in the beginning. The Word is first, or in the beginning. You have people say, oh, brother, we ought to praise the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord. You know, praise will do a lot of stuff. Well, okay, let's say praise will do a lot of stuff. But in the beginning was not praise. In the beginning was the Word. People say, oh, prayer. Prayer is the key to all things. Prayer will do anything. Prayer changes things. But not in the beginning, prayer. In the beginning was the Word. Right? You know, I know a lot of people who, you know, get concerned and so they go to prayer. First of all, the Word was God. The Word was God. So I'm going to go to God. Anybody ever say, well, they're going to go to prayer, I'm going to go to God. But the Word was God. Go to the Word is is more clearly be able to know, to hear from, and to find direction from the Lord. So, let me read just a little bit. When you go back to the beginning, there's nothing but the Word. In other words, you start cutting everything out of your life, this factor, that factor. You go all the way back to the beginning, there's nothing but the Word. In the beginning, there was just the Word. Good foundation. Good foundation. What we do is we get saved. We don't go back to that beginning. We start at our beginning when we get saved. We have an experience. And so we start basing everything on that experience. That experience was really good. I got saved. I got healed. I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we go back to that. We relate everything to that. And so we relate, was this a good church service based on the good church services that we had? You understand what I'm saying? They're all our little beginnings. But we don't go back to the Word. To the Word. And I believe one of the things that's made our church services different is, you know, the Word is a constant. The Word of God has got to be the constant. The prayer services may be up or down or different, or, you know, the prayer meetings may be this and that, but the Word has got to be a constant. The Word has got to be a constant. Because if the Word is, then when you're emotionally down, or you're emotionally up, or you emotionally don't feel anything, you have something to respect. Some people don't think prayer is worth anything unless there's a kind of You know, that means that God doesn't really hear you unless you've got your eyes closed real tight and there's a vibration in your throat. It is that added thing that you have brought that brings you closer to God. I thought faith did. Without faith, it's impossible to please. But we're going to add that in. We're going to say, this is going to, you know, oh Lord, you know, but we're not praying in faith. So we say, okay, I realize the last 5 times I prayed, God didn't answer because I wasn't, you know, really into it. So now I'm going to get into it. Really, instead of just going. You're conscious. You are faithful. You never change. You're the foundation. And based on your word, I praise. Based on your word, I praise. Based on your word, I minister. Because in the beginning was the word. There are a lot of people ministering who aren't ministering based on the word. A lot of people pray, you want to pray based on the Word. So they don't have a proper beginning. They don't have a proper beginning. They have to start not in the right place. You know, you do know that if you start in the wrong place, you usually have to go back to the beginning. I remember this earlier, I don't know if I heard it somewhere or what, but this little phrase is always stuck in my head, if you start wrong again. Say, well, can you start wrong? Go back to the beginning and right. Yeah, that's because you started wrong, then you started right. You ever heard this saying, you can't get there from here? Well, you can't get there from starting wrong. You can get everywhere from starting right. So, you know, I have encouraged people to be in the Word, to know the Scriptures. Know the Word of God, to know the Scriptures, to study the Scriptures, study, 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 because there will come a time when the Holy Spirit will make that life to you. But right now, it's not knowing the Word, really, it's knowing the Scriptures. But that's necessary first. The Holy Spirit is like, I was thinking, I'm learning lead guitar. And, you know, part of learning guitar, piano, or anything else, you learn these scales, you know. And I was thinking, before, I never knew scales. And, you know, 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, the great rock band was gone. Before Brian came, I was playing lead and rhythm. I played lead. I played all kind of lead and stuff like that. But all of a sudden, now I'm learning these scales, and all of a sudden I'll stop, and I'll just start picking up here, or I'll pick that, and I'll pick over here, I'll pick. And I realized that I've got way more versatility because I know where all the right notes are on the neck. You know, before I would learn a lead, put it right here, but I didn't really learn anything to that lead. I didn't learn anything to build on. I learned a few notes in a certain order, and I had to memorize that. That would mean every lead I ever played, I've got to memorize certain notes in a certain order for that. But to learn all the notes means I can pick, play, do, play around, be, here's what I thought. I have a lot of creativity, but if I only know three notes, there's only so much creativity you can pack into three notes. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's only so much creativity you can pack in. But what if I knew all the notes and where they're all in location? The potential for my creativity is tremendous. Okay, what if you only know three scriptures? What if you only know a couple of books of the Bible? What if you know as much as you can of the scripture? The potential for the creativity of the Holy Spirit. And I've heard people say, I'll share something, they say, Ray, how'd you get that out of there? How'd you get all that out of there? You know, you must be just blessed and anointed. You know, well, we were sharing on the word again. And I took you over to Matthew 13 and I said, I noticed here that some seed fell by, and some seed fell among, and some seed fell upon, but some seed fell in. Well, when I was looking at the word in, you know, let's say I'm 3 months old in the Lord. I don't know anything but John 1:1, you know, in the beginning. I didn't read in the beginning and the Holy Spirit go, in! Go over to Matthew 13. I know you've never read it before in your life, but there's some good stuff there. He doesn't do that. Every once in a while, he might do something like that, but mostly he doesn't do that. What he does is while you're searching the scripture, he ties this with this with this with this. And then, when it's all in your spirit, you know, he starts bringing it all together, and then there's all this stuff that comes out. You go, man, you know, but if you only know three scriptures, and you wait, well, I'm waiting for the big hand of God to hit me so that he will just open the Word of God to me. But he can't open it. He can't open it until you open it. He can't open it until you open it. He can't spiritually open your eyes until you've got all the notes and all the things, and then he can take you up here, or he can take you over here, or he can take you right here, or he can take you over here. He can take you anywhere. He's got a variety of places that he can take you to show you stuff. But if you only know three notes, if you only know three, he can take you here, and then he goes, well, you know, of course, I really can't take it even there because I've showed you the last five things out of those three notes, you know, those three scriptures, and you've already relegated your understanding in those three. These scriptures mean this. So I can't even open your eyes to these scriptures anymore because you're blocked to the ones that you know already. You've already figured it out. Have you ever done that before? I have done it. That's why I like getting new Bibles every once in a while. Because I remember, I'll never forget it. One time I was preaching, I opened my Bible, and I had all these notes everywhere, man. I mean, notes. And I looked down, and I started sharing, and I just basically shared my notes. And then I realized, you know, I already know what I think these scriptures say. What if they said more than what I understand? I'm not going to know it because I've already got them locked in. As I was saying, we were talking about laying a foundation. I remember, I don't know how many of you know, but on the way out to the airport, there used to be, on the left-hand side on the way out there, this building that had all these different levels and walls. And it was all this weird shape. And me and Deb stopped and talked to the guy. Like I said, how can this place come to be? I mean, it was like really weird. You know, and they were like, you could tell that there were stairwells that went up to nowhere and all this kind of stuff. And he said, well, I just started building, and this is the way I ended up. In fact, I'm still building on it. Of course, he's And you know, that's kind of the way some of us are building our Christian lives. to be honest with you. We're picking up pieces as we go and slapping them together, not realizing that there's actually an order to this thing, and we are wise to go with God's order and to figure out what that is. And that's why, you know, there's certain basic scriptures. In the beginning was the Word. Seek first the kingdom of God. You see, that those scriptures start setting priorities on. Beginning, first, see? And we don't, you know, our first and our beginning is what we begin with and what we run across first. But you see, that's not God's first. That's not God's beginning. With time, we begin to get into this thing and we realize God has a priority. God has a plan. God has, this is before this. So, this is not as important. Now, we would say of this, but this is important. But you say, but this is not laid yet, so it is not more important than this. So I must concentrate on this for a while. Back to the guitar plan and stuff, but that's one of the things I'm doing right now is I'm working positive, working negative, working positive to learn the basics and to stick with the basics on lead so that I don't mess up so that later on it'll be easy. I'm working not to run ahead without getting this in me, laying a foundation in me so that it is part of me, not just something that 2 years later I wonder, how did that go? Or all I wish I had really figured that out. So, but it's taking time. It's taking effort. It's taking reins. You know what I mean? On horse, to pull back, to say, no, don't rush ahead. First of all, it may be more fun to get into that right now, but you're not really learning anything because you're going to forget that because there's nothing you're laying that on. And so, right now, be disciplined. Okay. Now, how many of us honestly don't like the word discipline? Most of us don't. Okay. I admit it. I ain't crazy about it either. You say, well, you're supposed to be because you're an older guy. You're supposed to like the word. You know, well, I never grew up, so I don't. Okay. I have to admit, I don't like it. But now that I understand discipline and the value of it, I like it from God's perspective. Because I see, not just for me, but for others, the importance of it.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, just recently, Lord basically showed me the same thing, but I have a lot of things that are just floating around that I really don't have an understanding how they connect. And showed me that I need to go back to the start of the beginning. And Hebrews 6:1 also talks about first principles. What is first principles? Going back, not only give the foundation, more of the foundation has to be laid. That's what I'm doing now, basically going back down to the beginning, just trying to understand what the foundation is, trying to understand what all the basic principles are that everything kind of goes on. And maybe I haven't started at the very beginning, but I'm starting at trying to start out some foundation.
I think another way of looking at this, is like a farmer, and you consider that a farmer, we of course already studied that, but find that it uses different words there, by, one of the seeds springs up immediately. And I don't know about you, but I think there's a lot of people that like the concept of, one day not playing lead, and then one day walking in and going, and everybody goes, whoa! I think some of us like that concept. The problem with that is that it's not realistic, or if whatever you've got isn't really, really that good, you usually end up limiting yourself and never really get much beyond what you first sprang up and showed off. Whereas there is this slow process of going, I am going to have a harvest What are you digging down in the ground for? You don't even have your seeds in it. I'd be getting seeds over here and water them and, you know, fanning them or doing them whatever. Because I want to make sure that there are the rocks that are deep down are pulled up. So that when it goes down, it can get deep roots. See what I'm saying? And so you're taking so long. It's taking so long the way you're going about it. Okay. It seems long when you're in that part of the process. But one thing that everybody, once you're past that and the harvest starts coming up, which is a way while later, people are always going, well, why are you so blessed? Or why, you know what I mean? I mean, because you've got so much into it that's going to come up. We are just not disciplined enough. We want to have this spring up, this little tree, and then this little tree, and this little tree. And then we get, you know, 10 years down the road, and we've got a whole lot of little things that sprang up at one time or another, but the sun scorched them, and they had faded. And you look back and you say, I have no foundation, I have no harvest, I have no... Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's like my first couple of years in my walk with the Lord, I felt like was that, you know, I just... You know, the newest truth, I wanted to get hold of something new, something that was exciting for about 2 weeks. You know, and then when that was gone, I was wanting something else. Oh, I was jonesing, man, I gotta have something else, man, I gotta have something cool, you know, But I look back and I don't remember any of that. But I tell you what, these principles, I not only remember, they are become a part of me. They're how I operate. That's
important. You have a problem. Well, I think it's like you need to have that physical routine and you sound better and you look better than everybody else. But you lose it all. And that you don't even know what you were doing because there is no foundation for the person. And I mean, that the Lord is doing anything else, that you look better for a season, but when it's more consciously happens, it's not stable. And the truth was the truth wrong. Didn't have foundation.
That's probably the best way to put it, or maybe it was true, but short-lived. It immediately, the Word of God says there, it immediately sprang up, but it withered because it had no depth. Jesus said that. Anybody ever see the movie Being Man? That is one of my favorites of all time movies. It's just so cool. It's just one day we ought to get that. We ought to have that as a class. But the guy, and Peter Sellers is the gardener. He's not his usual totally saint himself. He's very out of bed. He's the gardener. And the president of the United States is there. And the president, I doubt, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but somehow the president ends up talking to him. And doesn't realize at first he's the gardener. And he goes, you know, what do you think about the economic situation of the world? And he goes, you know, he's just a gardener. He goes, well, you know, he ain't even thinking of that. He only knows gardening. He goes, if you plant seeds, then you get what you plant. So, yeah. And a little smaller, the president goes, wow! You know, and the whole group is based on this gardener that just, you know, he just says these normal, common sense kind of things, and everybody's going, oh, and they're taken aback with how profound this is, you know. Well, you know, the basic principles of life are there. And we've left those for trying to come up with philosophies and stuff that aren't basic, that have no real reality to them. And that's why true Christianity is wonderful, because it has a true basis for you to build on. That's in the pain. Okay, so in the beginning was the Word. If we don't understand from the beginning, meaning that the Word is that beginning, then we will miss all the way down. If we start wrong, then we shall end wrong. To correct the problem, we must start back at the beginning. And that's why I think it uses the word beginning. It didn't say, on the onset, or, you know, you must go back to the beginning. The beginning is the Word. Okay. Now, if we said To know the scriptures is important. Imagine how many years it might take to really get the scriptures in. Where you somebody could basically say, well, tell me something about believing. Okay, well, I don't know everything, but I'll take this and that. Okay, well, tell me something about Leviticus, okay? Leviticus is basically this, you see what I mean? How long would it take to be able to get, you know, not that you know everything in those books, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying a basic feel for the Word, for the Bible. How long would it take? Well, maybe it might take years. It might take years. But think of all the hard work, if it was a concerted effort to really, really know that, and the concerted effort for years to really lay that foundation. Think of what God can do with the years after that. With your life, because now you have a basic foundation. He can draw from all kinds of areas.
It's not like God wastes you from a lot of scripture. No. You know,
right.
Because I feel, I mean, I feel more, I thought, well, I didn't think about the Bible, so that meant, you know, try to learn the Bible before I was going to do this. But I mean, as you learn that, first you'll say, you know, tackle a relationship with what I'm watching. In order to be able to do this, and each time you search a new book and you learn it, that brings you to establish what that is, what you.
Now imagine somebody that says, well, I want to be I want to work with you for all my life. This is what I want to do. And so they're sitting there and they're going, well, what is the point of a study of Colossians? Why would I study Colossians? I want to deal with you. I should go get youth material. I should go to a Bible school where they emphasize how, you know, kids are down, you know, and you go over and put your arm around them and you say, come on there, pal, little buddy, you know, and because I want to deal with you. And this is so dumb to be sitting in class talking about Colossians when this other got nothing to do with what I want to do. You know, there are people that think that way, Greg.
Right. That's a whole lot of bunch of garbage. I actually use these
Well, and so the deal is that let's say somebody says, well, you know, I'd really like to be a counselor, maybe not in an official capacity, but maybe just a good, solid Christian that I can be there for people, I can talk with people and whatever. And I said, okay, well, I need to go to so-and-so Bible school because they have a strong emphasis on counseling or whatever. What do you think? I know people that have graduated from major universities that have degrees, master's degrees and stuff, and they talk with people, and this isn't anything other than what I believe the Lord, but I've had people that have gone to them and come to me sat down in two sessions and said, you've helped me more in two sessions than all this junk. Now, don't let that totally say that anybody that's got a master's degree can't be used with God or isn't, because there are people that are. So that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, lay a foundation of a relationship with the Lord through His Word. And anybody that's truly effective, the one thing that you'll think about is, you know, I think they really know the Lord. Isn't that the truth? It's not, man, you know, I think that they're really going to help me because, look, they've got five plaques on the wall. You know, that's not going to help you. And all this stuff that you learn, I know people that do this stuff, and they'll say, somebody walk in, and they'll go, well, I have this and this and this problem. And they'll start talking, and they won't even be in the same backyard. You know, remember when you were kids, so okay, we're all going to get together and play, and we're going to meet in so-and-so's backyard, you know? Well, that's how you knew how it was, you know. And somebody stopped, you know, they're over here three houses down talking, and everybody else is over here, and you're going, you're in the wrong yard. You're not even in my backyard here, you know. When people talk that way, you're going, I don't think you really have a clue. But they're using words like socially that, you know what I mean? You're going, hello, are you in there? You know? And you get a feeling that they don't even have a clue of where you're coming from. Well, good. You can have two kinds. You can have good kinds. You can have somebody that knows where you're coming from because they've been there. You know what? You can't possibly be where everybody has been. So the only other answer is here. Yeah? I mean, be where most other people can. You have the group that you to be able to relate. You know, and there are a few of us like, you know, I mean, it gets pretty bad when anybody from any walk of life says, you know, you're really hitting me right up. we relegate that to, man, you're really spiritual. No, they were really fantastic. But then, to have the Lord who knows exactly where you're at, exactly, at all times, under any situation. That's what you need. Well, you're not going to know the Lord to be able to hear from the Lord unless you have the foundation of the Word. And so, you know, that's why I emphasize, I say, man, hey, there's nothing more important than the beginning. You don't have anything more important than the beginning, which is to spend your time in the Word. There's nothing more important. I saw this early in my walk, and I was blessed to be in a position where I could just relegate my life to the Word for a period of time. And I did it with a vengeance. And I said, you know, because I knew it didn't take me long that being around God's people and stuff, there's always something to do. I mean, it didn't take me long to figure that, and I was being pulled and this and that. Oh, there's needs over here, and there's this is going on, and there's that. And I saw, you know, and I was like hidden among all these people, so I wasn't known for anything other than maybe long hair, you know what I mean? But I was like hid, and I went, oh my God, if it's this bad now, I can't imagine when God says you're ready for ministry, how much I'm going to be running, doing this, and maybe not have the time that I really need, that I really want in the world. And so I said, whoops, and I kind of ducked a little lower so everybody else could be singing above me. And I went, oh boy, I'm going to get in here and I'm going to study and know you. And I saw it and I prayed and I spent time here. And I gave up stuff. I did it. Nobody talked me into it. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do this. Don't do it. But I did it because I wanted the Lord. And I have said before, but I am so thankful that I can draw from so much that is here. And God, I can spend, this is the truth, I can open my Bible and spend 2 minutes and go, whoa, man, because the Holy Spirit has all kind of ground to take me to or to remind me of or to show me or whatever. And people that don't, like I said, you know three notes? You know, you go, da da da, da da da, da da da. You know what I mean? You know, and after a while, they're like, okay, you know, they're going, well, you pretty much give me your repertoire there, old buddy. I'll be off now. You know what I mean? You go, well, wait, maybe I can play a little vibrato. Well, all you did is just shake what you already had. Yeah. And so then we go, well, God, why don't you use me more? I'm available. I mean, I see people's spirit all the time. I see that kind of spirit all the time. I'm available. Why don't you use me? He's going, well, you know, why don't you get in here, get as much of this as you can, and then I will use you. And, you know, Jesus said, pray for laborers. But he's walking with the disciples. He didn't turn them loose right then. He said, pray for laborers. But in the meantime, stick with me for another year and a half of training and teaching and getting in the Word and everything. You see what I mean? He didn't say, laborers are more important. Okay, I'm cutting you guys loose. Okay, I want you over in India. You go to China. You go, you know what I mean? He said, no, y'all stick with me, the Word. Y'all stay with the Word for a little longer here. And then there'll come a time that I can do anything. You know when you may not even know what kind of ministry you're going to do, but does that really matter? It shouldn't matter, because here's the real deal. Are you going to minister to the Lord? If you minister in music, is it going to be the Lord? If you minister as a teacher, is it going to be the Lord? If you're just a good counselor that's convenient for people, is it the Lord? If you're going to be dealing with youth, is it the Lord? That's the real question. And so this isn't, you know, this is, I need the Lord. I'm knowing the Lord. I have the Lord. You need the Lord. You see what I mean? A transition begins to go, oh, I have, you know, maybe this can help. You know. But we go, well, let's see. Now, I know, basically, I've studied the areas that I'm going to be using. God's just smart enough to take you out of that area. Never open those doors. Just so that you'll fall on your face, get the word, go back to you. So,
later on, but that Moses, when I was in the mountain, saw everything up there, and then he came down the practice of building it according to what he saw. And I was thinking that a method down here would be like figuring out just how to do this, do that, without having any idea what you're building according to. So even if it's not, you don't even know that it's not, you don't know what you're trying to build towards. You don't know the Lord. So it's kind of like if I'm learning a chord, I've been trying to figure out a way to memorize assorted notes instead of understanding the patterns that they're changing. Because I understand what the real is, or, you know, what I'm building for. So.
Well, if you don't know the basic, Jerry's talking about the basic principles. If you don't know the basic principles of the Lord, His nature, flow with the things that are first, you can take notes for years. You go back and those notes will be just a confusing principle. They really don't win the truth. Or you can get down and say, I want to know the life and spirit behind these things. And then you'll see it in your notes, somebody else's notes. And, you know, it really does make a difference. I wrote this in mind. You cannot go beyond the beginning. There is nothing that precedes the Word. You can't go back before the beginning. There's nothing that precedes the Word. For you to have a beginning, you must be found in the Word. And one way that you can tell if that's working in somebody is when they do spend as much time as they can in the scriptures. You say, well, I'd like to do that, but I'm beyond that. We had a class last week that said it'd never be the rule. It only takes 3 weeks. Anytime somebody ever tells you, well, you know, I got the word, now I got it, I don't need the word. And then they start, I might have gotten numbers. When I was in Bible school, I was studying the word. One of the teachers talking about the key to one of the classrooms because the light's out at a certain time. I got permission to go in the classroom and turn the light on. He pulled it on all the shades and I'd be in there studying. And this guy was out of the I'm studying the Word. Yeah, that's good. I used to do that too, but now I don't do it. That's good. I'm fresh, you know, really? You don't need the Word anymore. What I was saying in the Word, I couldn't be right. I don't want to repeat somebody's been in this for a few years. Yeah, you know, I don't. You know, I used to really study the Word, but now, man, I have read the Word for years. I don't need to. I said, well, you know, how do you see things? Said, well, I'll give you an example. That man driving down the road, and there was this billboard.
Oh, God.
You know, and he said, not really saw the Lord, but the billboard. When he said that, the Holy Spirit in my spirit said, cut off this conversation, chase him out of this room, and get back in the Word. And I said, well, I really got some things like I was ready for, and I've got those and that. So I was going to do, remember what I'm talking about? Yeah. Over 4 o'clock, and went back to the Word. nothing is going to be, is going to perceive the Lord. If you haven't done that, let's say you've got ministry. If you don't have the word, I know people that have prayers, they don't have the word. They didn't start at the beginning. Okay? And for a while, they'll be used powerfully because God did anoint them to be a prayer warrior. But after a while, you know what happens? They slowly begin to fade away. They're not effective. They'll have flashes of usefulness that are very far apart. And, you know, what I would assume is, since they have flashes very far apart, then we've got a whole lot of time in between after a while, once you get it on the shelf. To get to work. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people fall away. They fall away. They go, well, I don't know what the deal is with God, and they don't have it. They question God. And I'm anointed, and this is where I should be used. You know, I understand prayer better than them, or da 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 da, and all this kind of stuff. You know, the attitude shows going on. Why? Because the word will check. You know, there have been many a time when, this is the truth, there have been many a time when somebody did something wrong with me, and I go, that ain't right, they shouldn't have done that, this and that. And just as clear to my mind, the word will just come and say, bless those who curse you. And I go, bless them, Lord. You know, and in my early days, it was, bless the Lord. You know, and then I slowly, but you know, now it gets me. I know it's that good. The word is preeminent over me. Yes. In the beginning of the word, this is the beginning of this situation with this person, the word is going to have the preeminence here. I bless the Lord. I pray for those who despitefully use me. That's having a foundation on the word. But if you don't have a foundation on the word, guess what? You go through 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years of being mad at them, trying to figure out how you can get back at them, or, you know, kind of secretly hoping God will really get them. Or, you know what I'm saying? Something. Because, and we never get right, you know. Well, I had this situation happen to me, and I just, you know, I mean, I've been dealing with it for 2 months, you know, and well, all things work together for good. Yeah, I know that. But, you know, bless God, I just, you know, I mean, this should never have happened. All things work together. Yeah. And everything gets back. Yeah. Now, I just really don't understand this. I mean, I cannot get over this. I don't understand this. It ain't right. In everything, I can understand. But you see what I'm saying? It is, whether you are aware of it or not, you are denying the word. Just because you don't know it doesn't mean that you're reading. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you are denying the word. And God, in this country, God gave us all the ability to have a Bible, 2 or 3, 5, 10, different translations. You know, I mean, we are without excuse. You know, one thing he said, well, what advantage does Israel have? He says, they have the oracles of God. That's the advantage. We have an advantage. And we shouldn't be making excuses. We should say, thank you, Lord. I have this. I know, you know, this is a foundational thing. This is before prayer. Well, should I get the word to pray? Now, sometimes the Holy Spirit can preempt that because he's God to me. He can say pray. But, I mean, if I have a basic choice without any pull in any direction, should I get the word to pray? Well, I'll go get the word. Why? The beginning is the word. And besides, the word is God talking to us. Prayer is Jesus talking to us. We need to hear from people more to hear from us. You know what I mean? It's a priority. Sure.
Yeah, I was just thinking that a lot of times, you know, in the past, I would read things and subjects would change. Because without really understanding such as change, then it was kind of like with the confusion that was coming in of trying to figure out what the contradiction was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there was no foundation on certain things, so when the subject changed, you would be able to understand that it, all it is a subject change. It's knowing the word, and it takes time to be able to get into the word and
paid them to be there, and so that you're not confused just because it goes from one subject to the next to one verse.
Okay, I guess that's something I think that you would like to do is more than a little shorter because we have a situation where we'll come back in 5 minutes and then we'll be